Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today, it's a brand new month. It's June the 1st, and I'm so glad to have you on the program on this Monday. You know, today on the program, we're going to talk about unity. What I can do specifically to bring about unity in the world, an end to division. Man, it is nuts right now, and it's been this way for a while, but with all of the protests recently, we see there's a lot of division in the country. It's existed for a long time, but things like this really bring it to a head. So I thought, what can I do to be positive? And I was at Mass today, and really I felt the Lord place on my heart that I need to talk about something, and the idea of me being the one. You know, Mother Teresa had a saying, be the one. In other words, don't wait for anybody else to do anything, to take care of the poor, to be that source of good news, to do good. Don't wait for the other person to do it. Don't wait for your priest to do it. Don't wait for the bishop to do it. Don't wait for the deacon to do it. You know, a lot of times we have this problem of thinking that it's somebody else's problem. It's not. Be the one. We are called by Jesus to be the one. And I thought I would focus on the peace prayer attributed normally to St. Francis of Assisi, but nobody really knows if he wrote it or not. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. I want to talk about that today on the show. I really feel that it's what I'm supposed to talk about. And I sent it out today in my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled email reflection. And I thought it would make a good topic for today's program. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that today. Now, today is also, let me see if I can get this right. Today is a special feast. It's the memorial. This is a new memorial. I want to say it started last year. Pope Francis instituted this. The Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. It's the recognition that Mary is the Mother of the Church. If we got time, maybe I'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I am all about trying to give you a positive message. I'm here to bring you hope. I'm here to give you the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm not here to criticize anybody, but I think it's important for me to help you to understand something that I feel really strong about, that we are responsible for uniting the world around us. And we're responsible for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. It's way too easy to criticize other people. It really is. And yeah, there's some absolutely insane things going on right now. We see all kinds of crazy things. We see looting. We saw that unbelievably difficult to watch video of a man who was killed. Look, I don't know all the details. I'm not going to profess I know all the details because I don't. I know that I'm just here to talk about the gospel, though. And I'm here to tell you that as somebody who uses social media pretty extensively, I've been seeing this division for a long time. It's not just black and white. It's within the church. It's outside of the church. It's in the country. I mean, everybody doesn't seem to like anybody anymore. And you know what? We got to do something about that. As Christians, we have a responsibility. Yeah, it's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. We can't just sit around. So I thought that's what we'll talk about today, and I hope you could stick around for the entire show. I really do, because I think this is something we all need to put into action. It's very easy to think that I can't do any good. I'm just one person. Well, one person can do a lot of good. One person can do a tremendous amount of good in the world, rather than just do nothing. We all have people. We all have a sphere of influence, if you will. We all have people around us, people we can speak to. So let's do that today. Let's talk about how we can share the good news of Jesus Christ and why we are supposed to do it. We'll talk about that as well. Anyway, it is really good to be with you here on the program. If you have not done so, please sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, my daily email devotional. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com, which is my website. But right now, I do want to pray with you. So let's do that. Let's focus for a minute on the fact that we are in the presence of God our Father, of the Holy Spirit, and of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Son of God. They're with us right now, as well as the angels and saints. So we're not by ourselves. No matter where you are not by yourself. So let's focus now on that fact, on the presence of God in our midst, wherever we are. And let's pray together. All right, can you do that with me? All right, let's start. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us yet another day. We thank you for sustaining our life. We thank you, Father, for providing for our needs. Sometimes we don't think you do. Sometimes we think that we should have a little bit more. But anytime you hold back, maybe not give us everything we want, Father, we know that you're trying to teach us something, because all things are possible for you. All things are possible for you. So if you wanted to give us something, you would do it. But when it doesn't happen, when maybe we pray, we don't get a response, we don't get the response we want, you don't act quick enough, we sometimes get frustrated and accuse you of not caring. But Father, we know that that's not true. We know you do care. But sometimes you have to train us, because we get mixed up between our wants and our needs. We ask you to help us, Father. Break our attachment to excessive material possessions or honors. Help us to focus on you, to put you first in our lives. Grant us the grace, Father, to imitate Jesus, your Son, to become Jesus, even more so than just imitate him, through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Help us to be Jesus in the world, which means we have to love as Jesus loved. And it means we must desire to do your will, Father, above all things. And man, that's not easy sometimes. I have a hard time with that. So we pray for the grace to do that better. We pray for an end to the division in the world. We pray for an end to the violence and the prejudice and the injustice. Because I know it breaks your heart, Father. Let us know what we can do to make a difference. Father, we pray for an end to the coronavirus and all the suffering associated with the virus. We pray, Father, for a return to life as it was externally, but internally we pray to be changed, to be more grateful for what we have, to be more willing to help one another, to be able to slow down, stop running around so frantically. We're going to need grace to do that, Father, because we are not used to it. So we pray for that grace that we need. Father, we lift up all of our needs, whatever they may be. You know what they are. We pray that you give us what we need this day. And we also pray that your will be done. Sometimes there's a conflict there. And again, we'll need grace to be able to accept it when your will doesn't match our will. Finally, Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument today. Give me the words. Give me the message, so that I can deliver your message this day on the program and not my message. And we pray for the grace to be able to respond to your message, to hear it, to respond, and to put it into practice. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, it's really an incredible honor to be able to hang with you every day here on Following the Truth. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you have been supporting this program since I put it back on the air. I don't know how many weeks ago, but seems like yesterday, but it's a lot of fun. And really, I'm grateful for your support. Please do me a favor. Continue to let your friends know that I'm here every day, Monday through Friday, for Following the Truth. And you can pick up this podcast on all of your traditional podcast outlets. So today, and you can send anybody that wants to find out more about my work to my website, followingthetruth.com. So today I said I'm going to talk about what it is that we can do to bring about peace. I think one of the biggest lies that I think sometimes the evil one plants in our mind is that one person can't make a difference. Do you ever feel that way? Well, who am I? I'm just one person. I can't make that much of a difference. But if we all did what we could change the world. You have different people in your life than I do. On social media, in your household, your circle of friends, right? We all have different people. And if we're all doing our part, sharing the gospel, we're going to reach a lot of people, especially with social media. I mean, we can hit people all over the world with the message, the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what he wants us to do. And we look, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. I'm really upset about this, what I see, this division. And again, it's not just the looters. It's not just the people who are rioting. It's not just people who are hating other races, other nationalities. It's not just those people. It's those of us who are just not tolerant and who just don't love one another. And I'm not saying you put up with evil and you don't ever say anything when somebody's doing something blatantly morally wrong. You do. You have to. But you do it out of love. You know, sometimes I think the best prayer we could pray, and this is a blunt one, but it's true, is, Lord, please help me not be a jerk today. Right? And yet, I struggle with this. I'm not going to kid you and say that I have this perfected. I really don't. But I pray about it, and I ask for the grace, and I try to receive Jesus in the Eucharist every day and cooperate with the Holy Spirit when he moves me to do the right thing. I try. I really try. Do I mess up? Yeah. But I realize it's a problem, and I realize it's something that I have to work on and that we all have to work on. There's a great organization. They're called the Christophers, and they put out some great material. Tony Rossi does a great job with them now. He's their, I forget Tony's official position, but the PR director. Used to have him on my show all the time. He's a really good guy. The Christophers were founded by Father James Keller many years ago, and their slogan is essentially, their motto is this: it is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. Isn't that good? It is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. And I believe that slogan comes from, it's an old ancient Chinese proverb, but it's a really good slogan. And they present a positive message, essentially, that one person can change the world. And I think that's what that's going to be my message today. You can change the world. You can make a difference in the world, on social media, in your home, to your friends, in the store. You know, it could be as simple as smiling, being kind to somebody, holding the door for them, saying something kind on Facebook or Twitter. Instead of, you know, as I said a few minutes ago, instead of being a jerk. And I see a lot of jerkiness now from people who shouldn't be doing it. You know, I'll be honest that in my time on social media, I was pretty nasty at times. I really was. And I think if you look at my posts, you won't see that anymore because I work very hard at it. I think and I double think and I pray and I'm very careful to post anything now. So a lot of times I want to post something, but I don't because I'm trying to be positive. Again, while not denying evil or immorality, I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie about something if I have to speak out. But I think sometimes we just, even if we don't agree with somebody, this is why it's so important. We had Pentecost Sunday yesterday. Great, great, incredible solemnity in the church where the Holy Spirit was first sent on the church. The Holy Spirit guides the church and us as members of the church. The Holy Spirit guides us too to be sensitive to other people. Now, you might vehemently disagree with somebody, but they're still a child of God. And Jesus Christ died on the cross for that person. Do I ever struggle to see that person as Jesus sees them? Yep, I do. And I get it's a problem with me. It's something that I need to work on. I know that. But if we follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, we can get better at that. And we can love other people. We don't have to like them. We don't have to hang out with them. We don't have to take them to dinner. You know, we don't have to do any of that, but we have to love them. And sometimes it starts by listening to their point of view. Again, you might not agree with it, but listen to them. And sometimes you'll find that you're not that far off, and you might agree more than you think. But because if you tell somebody immediately you're wrong, they're going to stop listening because they're going to prove to you that they're right. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, sometimes you the best thing to do is hold back until the time is right so that you can lead the person to the truth if they're wrong. There have been people who have led me to a truth that I forgot, that I refused to accept because I was too stubborn. And I think I've mellowed over the years. It doesn't mean I depart from church teaching. Absolutely not, under no circumstances. I am right dead center with the teaching of the Catholic Church. I believe the Catholic Church is the one true church, but does that mean I won't have discussions with our separated brothers and sisters in Christ, Protestants, evangelicals? No, I'll talk to them. I'll pray with them. We'll talk about Jesus. We'll talk about our common love of Scripture. Jesus wants us to be united. He wants us to be united. He does not want us to be divided. But sometimes that unity does not come overnight. We have to work at it. What am I doing? I think that's the question we have to all ask ourselves. What am I doing to bring about unity and an end to division in the world? Yeah, the rioting stinks. But calling people animals, or making all kinds of nasty, inflammatory remarks on social media is not going to fix it. What's going to fix it is you and me trying to treat people as Christ would treat them. And again, I am not talking about lying. I am not talking about compromising the truth. I am talking about loving people. Jesus died on the cross. He was being murdered on the cross by the same people he was forgiving. The ones he was dying for, they were the ones putting him to death. What did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Again, we have to pray for an end to the violence. We have to pray for an end to racial inequality. We better be praying for that. But at the same time, we should be doing what we can to make this world a better place. And that's not a cliche. It's a truth. So let's start this by looking at the final words of Jesus in Matthew's gospel as he was preparing to ascend into heaven. And this is, Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Matthew 28, 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. That sounds like us, doesn't it? We worship the Lord, but we doubt sometimes. Again, these guys are imperfect. They haven't received the full outpouring of the Holy Spirit yet. They worship the Lord, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the close of the age." Now, Mark has a slight variation on that. He said, "Share the good news to all of creation," in his telling of that departure of Jesus. But the bottom line, and the church extends that to each of us, every one of us who is a Christian, who is a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, we are all called to share in that mission. So that's the Great Commission that's known as. And we're all given that Great Commission. So what do I need to do? And again, we have got to take our mission seriously. It's not a free ride to be a follower of Christ. You know, and I lived my life like that for way too many years. I go to Mass on Sunday. It's a little inconvenience to go to Mass on Sunday, but it's what I'm supposed to do as a Catholic, so I would do it. Well, no, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than just going to church. Being a Christian means being a follower of Christ and allowing yourself to be transformed through the Holy Spirit's work into the image of Jesus. That's what it means to be a Christian, to follow Jesus every day and let his Holy Spirit live in us. So that means we got to love other people. We got to not be a jerk. So this is not easy. Because some people are really nasty and it's hard to love them. But I think every day we should look for those opportunities to be a source of light and goodness in the world. And not dissension. Negativity. Gosh, the negativity is so prevalent. So I thought about as I was at Mass today, and again, I mentioned it on the show. If you haven't heard it, I am blessed where I live that we have a Mass in our parking lot of the church, which is really great. The next step is going to be indoors. I think in a couple of weeks, they're going to move it indoors with restrictions. But here in New Jersey, my home state, we got hit pretty hard with the coronavirus. So we were, it's really good to see things begin to open up now. But during Mass, I was really troubled about this. And I felt the Lord laying on my heart the peace prayer of St. Francis, but there's a lot of speculation that he's not the one who wrote this. It doesn't matter. The prayer's still great. The prayer still matters. And let me just read it. We'll talk a little bit about it. And I think if you're willing to pray this prayer, it's very easy to find. It is actually the prayer of adopted by the Christophers. I mentioned the Christophers earlier. You can find more about them online by going to Christophers.org, Christophers.org. And they use this prayer as their prayer. Sometimes it's known as the Peace Prayer of St. Francis. And again, nobody knows if St. Francis wrote it, if he didn't write it, excuse me. But it's a good prayer. And I challenge you to pray this. I challenge you to pray this and really mean it. I'm going to start praying this every day. I haven't been, but I should be. So I'm inspired to, and I just made that decision now. I'm going to put this, I have on a little bookmark from the Christophers, actually, and I'm going to start praying this every day and really mean these words. And here it is. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Right? So we're willing to be made an instrument of the Lord's peace, to let him use us to bring about peace. That's a desire right there. Right there, that's a good prayer. That very first line, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. You're submitting yourselves or surrendering your life to God, to his will, to use you to bring about peace. And you know, let him send the people to you. You're going to have people coming in and out, come in and out of your life. Some of them are in your own home. Are you an instrument of peace to them? How about your friends on Facebook or Twitter? Instagram, Pinterest, whatever you're on. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Again, Facebook comes to mind. A lot of hatred on Facebook. Can you sow love on Facebook by posting a positive word or two? Where there is injury, pardon. Maybe somebody's injured you or hurt you. Maybe you can smooth something over between a couple of other people. Where there was doubt, faith. You don't have to look too far to find people who doubt the faith, about the faith, about the coronavirus, about the world ever getting back to normal, about the goodness of people who doubt if we'll ever have equality among the races. A lot of doubters out there. But as a Christian, we're called to share faith, to share our belief in Jesus Christ, right? We're called to do that. Somebody needs to hear about Jesus today. Where there is darkness, light. You know how many people are living in darkness right now? A lot. Somebody needs the light. Who's the light of the world? Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Can you share Jesus with somebody? You know, they've got these memes with good, nice sayings and prayers. Share some of them on social media. That's easy. Somebody wants to unfriend you on Facebook, let them. Again, don't be nasty about it. Drives me crazy when I see well-intentioned people trying to evangelize, but they're nasty about it. There's no need to be nasty. Where there is sadness, joy. Can you bring some joy into somebody's life today? There's a lot of sadness. Kind word. Maybe help somebody in your house do a chore. Tell somebody how pretty they look or how handsome they are or what a nice person they are. Build them up, you know? This doesn't have to be that complicated. This is a really good prayer. And again, it's a prayer. This is not just something that's going to make you feel good. This is a prayer. You're saying this to the Lord. Lord, I want to do this for you. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. See, that gets us out of ourself. Take away my desire to have everybody make me feel better. Because a lot of us want that. There's nothing wrong with that, but not all the time. Take away my desire to be so self-centered and help me desire to console other people. To be understood as to understand. I want to understand others more than they understand me. You know, again, we're praying for that desire to change. To be loved as to love. I don't seek to be loved as much as I seek to love other people. We don't force ourselves to do this. We are praying here for a change in the desire. For it is in giving that we receive. We don't always feel that, but that's a good reminder. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. Forgive us our trespasses, Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us, right? It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. The reminder that the more we die to self, we give the Lord a chance to work in our lives. The only way you're going to follow Christ to the max is to die to self, to care more about Him and living or letting Him live in you than to care about getting your own needs met. So there you go. The peace prayer of St. Francis. So again, I'm going to start praying it every day, and I really hope you will too. You can make a difference. As Mother Teresa said, be the one. Don't worry about everybody else not getting the job done. You and me, we're going to get the job done. All right, will you start with that today? Find some way and ask the Lord. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Use me. That's a prayer He always answers. He's going to use you, okay? Any questions, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I hope the show helped you today. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm praying for you. Would you please pray for me? I would really appreciate that. Now, God willing, I plan to be back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but we'll see where the Spirit leads. God bless you. Remember, go make a difference. Go be the one. See you next time.